This is episode 38 of How to Be a STEMinist. Today, I'm going to be sharing with you a live recording of the web class I hosted last week. This web class was titled Self-Confidence Simplified, and it is all about why your previous attempts at increasing your confidence didn't work, the one fundamental theory all confident people live by, and how to apply this to your own life. So if you missed the web class, or if this is the first time you've heard of it, you're in luck because the whole recording is right here for you. So stay tuned. This is the How to Be a STEMinist podcast. I'm your host, Tiffany, a proud woman in STEM. To me, being a STEMinist means creating a wildly fulfilling career without compromising your family or social life. Because when you love your whole life, you become a living example that a career in STEM is where it's at. I'm on a mission to equip women in STEM around the world with strategies to take back control of their career progression, navigate those difficult and awkward gender equality issues, and stop balancing work with life and start enjoying it. If you want to learn all the things no one else teaches you about being a woman in STEM, you've come to the right place. Let's get stuck in. Hey, 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 I am so glad to have you here with me today. Now, if you've been listening to the last few episodes or you've been following me on social media, you know that I have been promoting my first web class of 2021, which I ran last Thursday. This was over Zoom, live to and open to women in STEM who are already working in careers. And it was amazing. I really love hosting group workshops like this. And this web class was really special to me because it hit on a topic that's really close to my heart, which is growing your confidence. Now, you might know already that I grew up feeling like confidence was something you were either born with or without. I tried quite a few things to increase my confidence in the past and it just didn't work. So I just felt like, okay, well, I was born quite timid. I wasn't naturally confident in the schoolyard or anything like that. So maybe I just wasn't cut out to be a confident person. And this is a really common story. Some people might feel like they can be confident in their social lives, but not at work or vice versa. It hits us in different ways. And what we're told is that women in STEM need to be more confident in the workplace. What we're not told is how to actually do it. And maybe we're told quite a few different things we can try, but they just don't work. And when you try a few things and they don't work, you're like, okay, maybe I'll just never be confident. This is just something I'm going to have to live with. Now, in this web class, you'll hear me shouting out to different people who did attend live and hearing a couple of their answers to questions I had posed to them. So when I do ask those questions, I want you to just imagine that you also join me live and think about what you would say as those answers. Like one of the questions I asked was, what would you do if you were more confident? And this is a really important question for you to ask yourself because without knowing the why, it is really hard to put in place any of the actions or the advice that you're given in this web class. So I hope you enjoy this recording. If you prefer to watch the recording with slides, you can go over to my Facebook group. It's called Wonder Women in STEM. So you can search that over in Facebook groups or head on over to the link that is provided in the show notes. And you can watch the whole recording with the slides and a video of my little face there as well. Now, I'll be running another web class just like this at the end of February as well. I haven't quite decided on the time and date yet, but if you want to keep up to date with any news that I have to share about it, make sure that you're signed up to my newsletter, which also is a link There's a link in the show notes for you to do that. So without further ado, let's get stuck right into the web class, and I hope you enjoy it. So we've got people from all around the world. We are all hopefully here for the web class for Self-Confidence Simplified. And today we're going to be talking about a few key things that you need to know to grow your self-confidence as a woman in STEM. So what you're going to learn are three main things: why your previous attempts at increasing your confidence didn't work, if you've ever tried before. I know I tried lots of different things and they didn't work, and I thought I was the problem, but it's only because I didn't know this one fundamental theory that all confident people live by. So I'm going to be sharing that with you today. And finally, the most important part, and especially as a coach, this is my job. It's not just to teach you theories and stuff. So that's what my podcast is for. But as a coach, as your coach here today on this web class, we're going to learn how to put it into action in your own life. How does that sound? Hope that's what you're here for today. A quick intro about me quickly. So for those of you who don't know, I used to be a mechanical engineer, so a woman in STEM. I worked in the construction industry for about 8 years, but now I teach women in STEM step-by-step frameworks to become confident, strategy savvy, and influential leaders with ease and grace. Now, I really want to stress the ease and grace there, because I know, you know, for a lot of us who maybe work in the corporate world, we see lots of dirty tricks and mind games being played, sometimes not even in corporate worlds, in startups as well. So there is a way to be a good human being and to still have all these things, to still be an influential leader in your workplace. And it's about, first of all, learning how to be confident in your own abilities and know what is right. So that is the basis for a lot of the coaching that I do. Now, I coach women one-on-one. I do workshops like these for corporate environments. And I also, you know, you might hear me doing talks at offices, and I also obviously have my podcast, which is called How to Be a STEMinist. If you've not listened before, I highly recommend you to go wherever you listen to podcasts and search How to Be a STEMinist, and you'll find me there. A quick reminder, so most of you, unless you signed up just yesterday, most of you will have received an email from me to invite you to come and do a one-on-one coaching call with me, and I call this a career clarity call. Now, you can apply for it. I'm going to put a link here in the chat for those of you who are online right now. You can apply for your spot here. This is a free 30-minute coaching call. I know a couple of you have already booked in and already had your calls with me, so it's been great to meet you. And this is a complimentary and confidential career clarity call. What happens in these calls is that we look at whatever is challenging you in your career right now, and where you want to get to in the future, and we try and figure out what the steps are that you need to take in between. So if that's you, if you're feeling like a little bit stuck with something in your career right now and you just can't seem to get the right answer, maybe you've asked your friends or partner what to do and they haven't been able to quite give you the right advice, why not try something new? Come and chat to me. I've spoken to lots of different women in STEM with lots of different challenges, and we've always been able to come up with at least one action that they can positively take in the right direction. So if that's you, I encourage you to book for your call now. I've got only 9 spaces left for February, so do get in quick if you want to join in. Enough about that. I would like to know from you all in the chat box, what is one thing you would do if you were more confident? Now, if you are listening afterwards, you're listening to the recording, please get your notebook and pen and write down one thing you would do if you were more confident. But those of you who are online, if you would be willing to share in the group chat, What's one thing that you kind of wish that you had more confidence to do, or that at the moment you feel a little bit fearful to do that you're just like, oh, I can't quite get there yet? Now, for me, while you're thinking of something, for me, I, funnily enough, before this workshop today, before this web class, I was feeling a little bit freaked out, if I'm honest. So even someone like me who teaches confidence, yes, we get nervous about things and we get fearful about things. But just because you fear something, it doesn't mean that you don't do it. And that's what confidence and courage is all about. So here we've got Alexandra saying that you would spend less time preparing for important talks. Yes, I hear you there. I can totally relate to that. Anna, you'd take a step back from your corporate job and work for yourself. Amazing. And Mariam, you would apply for that job that you know you're not qualified for. Yes. Oh my goodness, I could talk about that topic for a long time. You know, there's most of you have heard this statistic that men will apply for jobs if they meet just 60% of the requirements, yet women will often wait till they meet 100% of the requirements. So we're putting ourselves at an unfair advantage, aren't we? Okay, and we've got, I wish I could get myself more exposed to the scientific community. Amazing. Yes, confidence will really help you to kind of step out of your comfort zone and reach out to more people in your networks. We've got also present my work more widely. Yes, absolutely. And Maria can relate so much to Marianne's comment. Absolutely. You would do less second guessing or overthinking and you'd take risks. Absolutely. Is it bad to say I'm glad I'm not alone? No, definitely not. And this is one of the reasons I run group classes like this, because I think we spend so much time, and you know, especially as women in STEM, we're often maybe the only person, or maybe there's other women around, but we just, you know, we can't relate to every single woman. And sometimes we just don't feel like we can open up to people in our workplaces. So this is exactly what this group class is for, to make you feel like you're not alone, because you're not. And this is a really good forum for people to start talking to each other and realizing, yeah, other people go through exactly the same thing. It's not just you. Okay, so there are so many positive things that you would do if you were more confident, but how do we actually get there? Now, I spent some time yesterday, I had a bit of fun with this, Googling what some common advice is on the internet that, you know, we're told for increasing our confidence. So we have, you know, common advice for increasing our confidence. Let me know in the chat box if you've used any of these. So fake it till you make it. Act like an extrovert. Be fearless, which I actually think this is impossible. If you're a human without fear, there's something majorly wrong with your brain. Stand up for yourself. Anyone use these methods before? Demand respect is something that I often hear. Accomplish more stuff. So, you know, get more accolades and make sure that other people know you're doing a good job. Stop caring what other people think. Be assertive. So these are all common things that we're often told to increase our own confidence. Okay, I have tried probably 80% of these things before and they didn't work. And I thought, okay, well, if I'm doing all this stuff that everyone tells me all the time and it's not working, then maybe I'm just not cut out to have any confidence. I'm just not born with it. I don't have it. That's just me. I'm just going to have to live with it. Maybe you can relate. A couple of other silly ones that I found on the internet. Someone suggested that you increase your confidence by making a complaint at a restaurant. Wear something that will draw attention, such as a garish color. Take an unfamiliar route on public transport. And then there are some, I'm obviously picking the really ridiculous ones, but this advice is actually out there. There are some that are specifically for women that I want to share with you. Get your hair done before a date, you know, change your appearance, go to a party on your own, email 5 people you look up to, take a dance class, wear high heels. So much ridiculous advice out there and so much confusing advice. So everyone on the call, if you are feeling like you have no idea where to start with building self-confidence, maybe you've tried lots of things before, this is exactly why it feels overwhelming. There is so much advice out there. What are you supposed to do with all of it? Now, despite all this advice, there's actually only one thing that you need to do, and that's this one fundamental theory that I'm going to be talking to you about today. But let's firstly go through, why have your previous attempts at building your self-confidence not worked? So if you've tried some of those methods that I talked about before and they haven't worked, why? Why? So, you know, some of the things I mentioned before actually are really positive things to do. So, you know, we talked about taking yourself out of your comfort zone in terms of making a complaint at a restaurant and getting used to being outside of our comfort zone. Yes, those are great things to do to start training yourself up. And, you know, sometimes getting your hair done might make you feel more confident for a little bit, but they don't really make you feel different on the inside. So why is that? The first thing is that a lot of these things, when you do them, they make you appear more confident. So this is why I have such a gripe with when people say, fake it till you make it. This is really common advice for everyone, and sometimes this is a strategy we have to use. So for example, if you're doing a presentation, you're really nervous, yeah, you do have to fake it. You don't want to look like a nervous wreck up in front of everyone. But this strategy only helps you in that moment in time. It makes you appear more confident. It doesn't make you feel any more confident on the inside. The other thing is, they only make you feel confident temporarily. So I was talking about, you know, getting your hair and wearing high heels. Some of the other strategies as well, you know, they make you feel confident at the time, but a couple of hours later, you're not actually more confident on the inside. So, you know, let me know in the chat box, does this resonate with you? Does this make sense why some of the stuff isn't working? Some of the strategies that you used before, they don't work. Now, the key is this. These don't work because they are all external factors. You're doing stuff from the outside to force your inside to feel a little bit different. When you fake it till you make it, you are appearing to the world like you're more confident, but really, you're not more confident on the inside. You're just appearing that way. Same with people who try to gain more confidence by achieving more stuff. So I know in my own personal engineering career, I felt like if I could get a promotion or if I could get a pay rise, if I could step into a leadership level, then I'd know I've made it. Then I'd know that I was worthy of my role. Then I'd know I was good at my job. But what actually happened was the exact opposite. I would get to the next level. I'd be a leader. I led a team of 30 engineers and, oh gosh, it was so scary. I felt like I didn't know what I was doing. So even though I got that kind of external validation from my boss to say, yes, you deserve this promotion, you can get up there, it didn't make me feel confident on the inside. So that didn't work either. Real confidence comes from the inside. And you've probably all heard this before, but have never been taught what it actually means, how to actually build it, You know, we hear lots of stuff all the time, like confidence is an inside job. And yes, that's true, but that's not helpful if we don't know how to change the inside feeling, right? So as I said, it doesn't come from an external thing like getting a promotion. It's really about proving to yourself that you're worthy to yourself. It doesn't matter what anyone else thinks, doesn't matter about their perceptions. It's all about what you think of yourself. So let's take a little step back. This is the definition of confidence, the feeling or belief that one can have faith in or rely on something or someone. So you have to have self-confidence, you have to believe that you can rely on yourself. You have to believe that you have faith in yourself, right? This is exactly why fake it till you make it doesn't work. Fake it till you make it. I believe that this exact phrase is exactly why I had imposter syndrome for so long. Fake, imposter, yeah, it's the same thing. I was teaching myself to be an imposter, so no wonder I felt like I had imposter syndrome. I couldn't rely on myself to do a good job because I was always pretending to be someone else. I wasn't relying on myself. I was being a different version of myself. That didn't work for me. So to have self-confidence, you have to have the feeling and belief that you can have faith in and rely on yourself. So this comes back to this one fundamental theory that all confident people live by, which is always do what you believe to be right and true. This is advice that I was never given when I was trying to grow my confidence, when I was Googling how to be more confident in the workplace. You'd get advice like, you know, stand up for yourself, make sure you speak up in meetings, be more assertive. Those things help other people to, you know, maybe take you a bit more seriously at times, but I really believe that the first place you need to start is within yourself, because if you can't trust yourself, how can others trust you? You will end up sending out this vibe that you're no good at your own job because you can't even trust yourself to do a good job yourself. How can other people trust you? So firstly, we need to fix what's inside ourselves before we worry about what other people think of us. And in actual fact, you never have to worry about what other people think of you, because when you become confident, other people will have confidence in you. That all falls into place. I'm sure all of you can think of someone in your workplace or in your life who just is naturally confident. They just ooze this confidence. It's very effortless. And that's because it comes from the inside. There are other people who we sometimes say that they're confident people, but they're actually not. So that's what these people look like. They might be very aggressive. They might be very, very assertive in the workplace. They might always kind of stand their ground with anything. They won't waver in their opinion, even though someone has a good idea. These people, society thinks that they're confident, but really they're not. On the inside, they don't feel confident enough to, say, consider someone else's view. And they don't feel confident enough to just talk about what they believe is right. They have to make sure everyone else believes them as well. So these people are actually not confident. And that's why also the other strategy of pretending to be an extrovert doesn't work. We often think of extroverts are people who are really confident all the time. But being an introvert and extrovert has nothing to do with your level of confidence. It's just to do with your level of energy and where you get that from. So extroverts get their energy from other people. Introverts get their energy from having alone time and being by themselves. That's it. It's got nothing to do with confidence. We see a lot of extroverts who are not confident people, and they might try and get their, find self-worth from compliments or other people. So don't use that strategy of trying to be someone else because that doesn't work. You need to start doing what you believe to be right and true. And this is the only way that you can rely on yourself and have faith in yourself, which is what confidence is. How are people feeling about this fundamental theory so far? Let me know in the chat box if, you know, does this make sense to you? Are you confused? Does it go against something you believe? Makes sense to you? Perfect. Cool. Well, hopefully that means everyone else feels like it makes sense as well. Right. Let's get on to how to apply this to your own life. Now, the first thing that you must do is to know what you believe to be right and true, because otherwise, how can you live in accordance with that? So I really encourage you to go and I'm going to shoot a link into the chat box there. If you haven't already, download this worksheet that I've got. It's free. It is to discover your top three values. This is a really good way to start thinking about what you believe to be right and true. So values meaning core values, like, you know, curiosity and contribution, and you know, some people really value beauty and artisticness or fitness, self-development. So definitely go and do that. So we've got a comment from Chrissa. When you have been in academia, it makes you question everything. So to be sure that what you do is right and true has become tricky. Is this, you know, I'd love to chat to you a bit more about this, Chrissa, but, you know, let me know while I'm speaking. What is it that makes you question everything in academia? Okay, so go and download this worksheet. It'll be really helpful. The next thing is to know what is important to you. What are your priorities in life? Okay. What I do with every single one of my new clients when I first onboard them is to work out what their top six priorities are. And this is something you can do by yourself. It helps if you have someone to bounce ideas off, but if you don't, you can totally journal this out and figure it out for yourself. So have a think about what are six things that are really important to you in life. This might be family, this might be volunteer work, it might be your career, finance, friends, anything that's important to you. There's no right or wrong answer. Now, identify exactly what these six things are and make sure that you do prioritize them in your life. Make sure you know what good looks like and what bad looks like so that you can continue to live your life in a way that means that you continue to prioritize these six things. The third thing is to prove to yourself on a daily basis that you can live in accordance with your beliefs and values. Now, I don't know if any of you have read the book Atomic Habits by James Clear, but this book, although it's about creating habits, it really helps me to build my own confidence. And the reason is this, because I started to learn that I could trust myself to do stuff that I wanted to do. So in this book, he really breaks down what kind of derails our habit making, what helps us in making good habits and keeping, like, sticking to them. When I learned how to stick to a couple of good habits every day, I was like, oh, I can actually trust myself to do this. And it was just small things like, I'm really lazy in the evenings. I know I should wash my face before I go to bed, but I don't wear lots of makeup. So I'm like, oh, maybe I can get away with it every now and then. So it was something kind of silly and it had nothing to do with confidence in my work or anything like that. But just this act of learning that I could trust myself every evening to do this really small thing, that was a really good catalyst for me to learn, yeah, I can rely on myself. So have a think about one small thing that you could do that you feel like you should do, but you don't because maybe it's like too much effort, you're a bit lazy, you don't have enough time. Find one small thing that you can start proving to yourself every day. I'm going to get back to the comments at the end because I really do want to talk about, you know, your life in academia and some of the tricky situations that you've got. So we'll go through those in the questions section. So our next point is finally to find a strategy to increase your confidence that is tailored to how your brain thinks. Now, as you saw before, there's thousands of things on the internet that tells you how to build your confidence in different ways. And yeah, some of those things are going to work for you, but most of them aren't. You've got to find a strategy that works for you. And it depends how your brain thinks. It depends how you create habits. It depends on what you believe in. So there's lots of things at play here, and you might like to try lots of different things. Or if you tried lots of things and, you know, you're kind of sick of waiting around, come and speak to me. Book in a career clarity call because I might be able to help you pinpoint exactly what steps you need to take next. Speaking to a coach is a way to fast track finding something that works for you, finding something, you know, a strategy to help you build your own confidence quickly. So let's talk about next steps. Firstly, I want you all to download the values worksheet and figure out what your top three values are. If you don't know what they are, it's really hard to start relying on yourself. So have a go at that. That's the first thing I want all of you to do. Second thing is, if you're struggling to find a way to build your confidence in a way that works for you, come and book a career clarity call like I spoke about before. So here's the link again in the group chat if you missed it. This is where we'll spend 30 minutes together, you know, really deep diving into your career challenge and to figure out a way to step forwards in that. This is free, it's confidential. I've got 9 spots left in February, so come and book that as soon as you can. And the third thing is maybe the most important thing out of all of this. I run these sessions because I want more women in STEM to know how to build their own confidence, how to take back control of their careers. And I want not just the people who attend and watch this recording to know it. I want more people to know it, and you have to help me spread that. So if you took something away today, can you please help me by sharing it with one other person that you know? Now, I'm going to come back to the comments in a second, but first of all, could everyone who's online right now type into the chat box one thing that they've taken away from today? This might be something that you learned that was new, something that you were like, oh, that was a really good reminder, or an action that you're going to take. What's one thing you're going to take away from today's workshop or this web class? Here we go. So, do what you believe to be right and true is a great reminder for every day. Absolutely. Keeping true to your values. Yes. Hearing from someone else that self-confidence can come from knowing what I want in life and what values I hold. Absolutely. Building up internal factors, values, and priorities. Yes. Being true to yourself, something I've always struggled with. And you know what? It's hard because, like, people always tell you, be true to yourself, but it's kind of quite a vague thing to, like, it's really hard to figure out how to do that. So I'm hoping today's session really kind of pinpointed what actions you can take to be true to yourself. I think it's a phrase that's used a lot, but not many people actually know how to do it. I like the explanation of confidence coming from trusting yourself and to act in a way that aligns with your values. Yep, great. That I need to feel like I can rely on myself and do what I believe in. Amazing. This is exactly the stuff that I hope that you would take away from today. And I'm so glad that you have. I will be going back through some of the chat that is in here, but if you have any other questions, please start typing them into the chat box. I am on a lot of social media platforms, so you can find me over on my website, on Twitter. I have a Facebook group if you haven't joined that already, Wonder Women in STEM. This is where I'm going to be posting this recording, so if you'd like to re-watch this, come and join that group. I'm on LinkedIn and Instagram, and again, there is my podcast, How to Be a STEMinist. So if you have any questions from today, you're not really sure how to apply this into your own life, please type into the chat box, and if you'd like to, we can even get you speaking here as well. But let's go back to what Krissa was saying. So you've mentioned that you're in academia, it makes you question everything, so it's really hard to do what you feel is right and true. And I asked you what you meant by questioning everything. So you've come back and said that you have lots of reviewers who review the work of others, and I think it's caused major insecurity issues. Ah, that's really interesting that that happens in academia as well. I know that this also happened to me in my engineering consulting work, because when you're starting out, or even when you're not starting out, you have like 1,000 people marking your work, and by the end of all the marking, it's like none of my original work was there. So maybe that's how you feel as well. It's really, really difficult when you've got lots of people telling you, you know, throwing in their 2 cents and telling you what else you should add in there. So it can be really tricky that you're now being made to question your own work because other people have, you know, told you something different or told you that it needs to be fixed. This is going to get a little bit easier once you start growing that self-confidence from within, because once you learn how to rely on yourself, you will kind of start being able to take on other people's feedback objectively. So you might currently feel like all of their feedback means that everything you've done is wrong, but when you did the work, you believed it was right, yeah? And yes, there are some things that are going to have to be fixed along the way, but when you have that self-confidence, when you have that self-reliance, you'll remember, okay, I've done my best work here. I actually still believe that most of this is right. Maybe I can go back and question some of the comments or clarify, you know, what they've said. So you might start feeling like you can look at the feedback that you get more objectively and maybe ask some questions back to them as well. I don't know if that helps, Krissa. Let me know. Anna here says, this sounds like it could be resilience in our work and being able to handle constructive feedback. Aha, yes, you've hit the nail on the head there. I've been trying to do that recently and it's really hard. Yes, absolutely. It's always difficult when you have someone tell you, actually, you've done this wrong. And you're like, oh, I tried really hard to do this right. But that's okay. Again, you know, when you do build that self-confidence, you'll be able to look at it in a less personal way. You'll be able to say to yourself, I did my best with the information I had at the time, with the knowledge I had at the time. This is what I came up with. Now I've got this feedback on how to improve it. Next time, I'll do it really well, or I'll do an even better job. It is definitely something that takes practice, like you said, and the more you do it, the more you'll be able to take on that feedback in a really positive way. And again, doing this stuff where you start learning to rely on yourself is going to help you to handle that feedback as well. Great. I'm so glad that these comments have been helpful to you, Krissa. Perfect. Now, are there any other questions? Does anyone feel like there's something in here that I talked about today that didn't quite align with what they believe, or feels like it might be tricky to put this into action in their own careers? No? Cool. Well, I'm so glad that you all joined me today. You're welcome to watch this recording in the Wonder Women in STEM Facebook group. And let me know what you thought. If you send me an email afterwards, I'd love to know how you found this session and whether you would like to attend more sessions. Actually, maybe I'll ask you this now in the chat box. I'm thinking of potentially doing something like this once a month, where I can invite women in STEM from all different fields, all different backgrounds and countries, to come together and learn about a topic like this. Is this something that you might want to come to again? Type a yes or no in the chat box. That would really help me out to figure out whether that's something I should continue doing. Yes, yes, yes. Amazing. Cool. Well, let's do this again at the end of February. I will be emailing you all with a new topic that we're going to talk about. It will probably be something to do with confidence in the workplace again, but potentially more targeted to how to put this into action into your careers. Thank you so much for coming along, everyone. I really enjoyed it. I hope you did too. And please go out and teach other people what you've learned today and come and book a Career Clarity call with me. Thank you so much, and I will see you next time. Bye. I honestly had so much fun recording this web class live with women in STEM in the virtual room with me. It's something that I'm really passionate about doing and something I love. You know, I love creating these podcasts as well, don't get me wrong, but there's just something about having that instant interaction with people as you're teaching them something or as you're, you know, bringing up new ideas for them to think of that really lights my fire. So if this is something that you would like to experience for yourself, please make sure that you're signed up to my newsletter so you don't miss any updates for the next one, which will be held at the end of... Did you enjoy this episode? It's the first time I have, you know, played a live recording on this podcast, so I would love to hear your thoughts. If you have been enjoying the podcast so far, I would really appreciate it if you could help me by providing a review and a rating on Apple Podcasts or iTunes. This goes a long way in helping me to achieve my mission, which is to get all of this super useful information out to as many women in STEM as possible. So I'm told that if there are ratings and reviews over on iTunes and Apple Podcasts, that means that it is more easily found by women who might need the help. So if you could do that for me, I would be so thankful. Make sure you subscribe as well wherever you're listening to this podcast, because there'll be another fresh episode downloaded right away as soon as it is released next Wednesday. Until then, take care.